Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori as we continue our series on CBD with Aaron Meager, CEO, Beneficial Blends, and Chillaxin CBD. In this segment, we focus our attention on athletic recovery and CBD. Great to talk to you again, Aaron.
Good morning, Anne. Thanks for having me back.
Good morning. And first of all, I know Beneficial Blends is located in Tampa, Florida. So I want to congratulate you and Tampa Bay on your Super Bowl victory. What an incredible performance by the Bucs.
Thank you. I think we are now 2-0 when we appear in the Super Bowl.
I love that. A flawless record. And, you know, by the looks of the celebration on the Bay, that toss of the Lombardi Trophy, Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady was feeling no pain.
No, he was definitely feeling good that day. And it's been such a treat to be in Tampa Bay, where we've had two championship boat parades this year, first with the Tampa Bay Lightning and now with the Bucks. And that was something really special.
That is just amazing. 7 Super Bowl wins for Tom Brady. That's extraordinary. And what a great sports town. So it's a perfect segue into this segment, because all of us who are sports freaks, whether we undergo intense workouts or exercise lightly, we have to deal with muscle pain and soreness afterwards. And I feel it the most personally after I go to the gym and do weight training. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after golfing and running or really any kind of workout, you know, I try to take a shower right away, because a warm shower helps me with any kind of muscle soreness that I may feel. What about you, Aaron? I know you're an athlete. What do you feel? When do you feel it the most? After what sports activity?
My worst is running. You know, it definitely is hard on your joints, that repetitive pounding motion on the pavement. So that's the one where I feel sore. And, you know, a lot of times I might be like, oh, I'm going to feel sore after this. Do I really want to do it? And you might talk yourself out of going for a run. So that's why I really like using CBD to help relieve those aches and pains, that joint stiffness and tension after a run. And even after other things like, you know, I'm loving the Peloton, like absolutely love it. I did not think I was going to be into stationary bikes, but I love it. And, you know, I'm into Pilates as well. And I also have 3 young children, and they beat me up pretty good. And so using CBD after a long day with them is something that I look forward to.
You know, you can just wake up and just have pain in your neck or pain in your lower back. In fact, I put on the Chillaxin CBD, the premium CBD roll-on cream on my neck and on my lower back. And I have to say, it's just such a relief. I'm so excited. Anyway, there's been a lot written about CBD and its ability to alleviate soreness and stiffness. And many athletes are using CBD to recover faster. Cannabinoids have an anti-inflammatory effect. And can you explain, Aaron, why this may be the case?
Sure. The use of CBD among athletes is becoming more common because they discover the benefits to the body. And some studies show that the cannabinoids help maintain the body's immune and endocannabinoid system, which reduces inflammation and can regulate and balance, you know, well-being. You know, inflammation is really what hinders our recovery and hurts performance of an athlete or an everyday individual. And, you know, athletes, especially professional athletes as well, are looking for non-addictive ways to help, you know, treat their body. And so CBD binds to receptors in the brain, and it's a natural ability to dial down inflammation to those affected areas.
And, you know, yoga is an essential form of exercise to keep our muscles flexible and limber and preparing each of us for any physical activity. And, you know, a lot of people may use heating pads and then ice. So that mix of heat and cold to alleviate soreness. And then getting regular massage is quite helpful. And then CBD is such a great complement to these other ways to help muscles recover faster, right?
Yeah, actually, I have a funny yoga story. I think I overdid yoga the other day. I was like really into it. And that, how sometimes you push your muscles to the max, yeah, and you're too flexible. And then the next day, it hurts even more than it did before. And so I had to go get a massage. And I'm known to take the products into the massage place myself. And so I took our roll-on cream and said, hey, can you use some of this during the massage? And that, and they really loved it. And I was able to tell them all the benefits of CBD when you use it, and to really help, again, bind to those muscle receptors and to alleviate the soreness that I was feeling from overdoing my yoga session.
I love it. You brought it in, and the person, the masseuse, used your Chillaxin CBD. And, you know, a lot of people think yoga is just, you know, nice and easy and, you know, a great way to stretch. But I have to say, you know, it's hard. You can really get sore after you do yoga, but it's so good for you. But as you mentioned, it you can kind of feel it the next day for sure.
Yeah, I was like, I was so into it. I was stretching every which way.
I love it. Well, sleep is also very important in combating muscle fatigue, aches, and pains. And CBD is also a sleep enhancer. So how does that work?
Yes, so everyone knows sleep is one of the most important functions to be able to help your body recover. And according to medical studies, CBD has been known to improve your sleep quality. And with better sleep quality, your brain and body get to recover better. And one of the reasons why is CBD could be inhibiting the uptake of adenosine in the brain. And then that adenosine binds to neurons that inhibits the release of neurotransmitters, slowing down brain activity to help you feel calmer and inducing sleep, and thus helping your recovery while you sleep.
So the variety is so great, you know, as far as, you know, soothing the muscles and then helping you sleep, which are two things that you, an athlete or anybody, really needs in recovery. So Chillaxin manufactures a variety of CBD products, from tinctures to the roll-on I mentioned. Which products do you recommend for athletes for recovery?
Absolutely. Chillaxin CBD, we offer liquids, topicals, and aromatherapy products. Our most popular ones for the athletes are the roll-on and the hand cream, as well as beverage enhancers. So the creams are great to apply to your body where you need that instant relief. And then our beverage enhancers are fun because they come in two different flavors, cherry and lemon lime. And you can add those into any of your favorite drinks. So even like a post-workout drink, that is good to help with those benefits of inflammation as well. Or you can even, you know, have fun with it and add it to a drink on the course or afterwards in the clubhouse. It mixes well with all sorts of beverages.
I know the roll-on as well, and the hand cream and these beverage enhancers, they can all fit in my golf bag. So, or in your purse. So it's so easy just to access them, you know, whether you're on the links or in the gym or wherever, you know, it's so easy just to bring them with you.
Yeah, we actually have tinctures too. And, you know, tinctures sometimes can be a little bit messy because, you know, it's oil and you're squirting it under your tongue. So our beverage enhancers, we made, they're a flip top, so you can open it with one hand, pour it in your drink with one, you know, click it, put it back in your pocket or your golf bag. So we really made them with convenience in mind.
You guys think of everything. Erin, I know earlier this year you were involved with the LPGA Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions in Orlando, and the players and the caddies who tried Chillaxin CBD gave you great feedback. What did Chillaxin learn from that experience?
Yeah, we really loved going over to the Diamond Resorts tournament in Orlando with all the professional players, the celebrities, and even the caddies who we sampled our Chillaxin CBD to. They said it's really what helped them stay chilled out, relaxed, and just enjoying that tournament all weekend while they were there. It was beautiful weather, and they couldn't have asked for a better weekend, and really enjoyed all of our products.
And, you know, caddies are definitely athletes. As we have, you know, talked about in the past, they're carrying around a bag for 18 holes, you know, during the tournament and then earlier in the week during the practice rounds. And those bags are very heavy. So I'm sure the caddies really appreciated the Chillaxin, because that's a very strenuous job to be a caddy, and it takes a lot of stamina.
Yeah, that's one job I could not do, is schlep a bag through 18 holes, even if you have a golf cart.
There's no way. I play a lot of golf and I never carry my bag. It's just way too heavy. My shoulders just would not stand for it. But is there any rule of thumb for dosage when it comes to Chillax and CBD with a tincture, for example? Should an athlete take it before or after he or she trains? And how much should they take? And, you know, the same with the Rulons and the CBD oil. Is it best to roll it on muscles before or after training, or maybe both?
Each person is unique. So you definitely could do before and after training, or, you know, find what works for you and your body. All of our products are dosed out. So on the packaging, it says like what a proper dosage is to be able to get you the best, quickest relief. But again, using CBD daily tends to have more of a repetitive effect where you start feeling it more than using it once or twice and not using it consistently. So we do like to say, you know, use it every day, and you can always start out with low dosages and increase as needed.
I'm glad it tells you right on the packaging, you know, it recommends what to use. That's helpful. And then with all the healing properties found in CBD, essential vitamins and minerals, why do you think it has taken so long for CBD to catch on? I mean, maybe really athletes are very familiar and educated about CBD benefits. They're always on kind of like the cutting edge and very informed and educated about, you know, taking care of their bodies and what helps in recovery. But, you know, other people may not know that much about CBD.
Yeah, I think that there's a few things that have kept CBD from the mainstream. One is that there's a large pharmaceutical industry that is promoting a lot of, you know, products that they want to make sure their products are still used. And before the 2018 Farm Bill that legalized hemp, there wasn't a clear path to being able to use CBD. So that's a lot of the reasons why. I actually just watched a really good documentary on hockey about, you know, the pains that these athletes are going through and trying to find alternative solutions for them from the maybe addicting solutions that they're using now to manage pain. And CBD was something that was brought up as, you know, maybe this is something that with more research and study, more people will be able to utilize to help recovery of the body.
I'm sure. And the NFL could certainly use it. A lot of these players, you know, play in pain. I remember doing an interview with Brett Favre, and he did not take one Sunday off in fear that he would lose his job, because that's how he got the starting quarterback job. When the person before him took the 1 week off from injury, and Brett was able to fill in, and, you know, voila, there was a legendary career, football career with Brett Favre. So I'm sure all the sports leagues are, you know, if they're not already educated about the benefits of CBD, they should certainly look into it. So now we have the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. They removed CBD from their prohibitive substance list, boy, in 2018. So already a couple of years ago. That was a huge development for Olympic athletes, right, Erin?
Right, because up until 18, any type of cannabis use among athletes was not allowed. But since WADA removed CBD from its list, then the athletes can use it for, you know, for the natural benefits. You know, one of the great things about CBD is our chillaxin products don't have any THC in them, so it's non-addicting. They're going to be able to provide natural relief for sports recovery. And basically, that's great that this organization recognizes, again, that there is a different path that people can take to find recovery and relaxation. So that was a really positive step forward.
Yeah, definitely. And we can reiterate, it's not the marijuana we grew up with that is illegal and gets you high. That's not what CBD is all about. And so, you know, it's very important to kind of stress that for those who are still getting educated about CBD. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Erin, about Chillax and CBD and athletic recovery?
No, you know, thank you for having me again. And I just wanted to share that, you know, we have the variety of those products, the beverage enhancers, shots, the hand creams, you know, aromatherapy with candles and diffusers. And we do have a coupon code for 20% off on our website called New You. If you go to chillaxin.com, you can check out all of our products there.
And well, congratulations again on just such an amazing career path and company and being an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur at a young age and doing so well. I love hearing about your success story. Thanks so much, Erin Meager, CEO, Beneficial Blends, and Chillaxin CBD.